Okay, so, hi everybody.
Hi,
Okay.
Atra.
You don't have to, that's. Okay. So, I'm sure a lot of you that have been. Who's echoing?
Who's echoing?
Friends?
Friends?
Soul, soul.
Saul,
Oops.
your mic is open.
Okay, so,
What?
a lot of you probably aware that World v World lately is like not all that much fun, and like the community on the server is really different now with a lot of the transfers, and it's not what it used to be, and it's not what it used to be in a bad way, not in like, you know, change is good and all that. So
Saul, I think it was happening again.
are we gonna, okay, so we've been
We've
doing a
been
lot of
doing a lot.
talking, and oh,
There it
why,
goes.
Soul?
Saul needs
Saul needs
spanking.
spank. What?
Mute your mic. You're picking up stuff.
Oh, some on my iPad. Hold on.
Okay, are we? I think we're good. Okay, so we've been doing a lot of talking, and we think it's a good
A good
idea
idea
to
to.
move our World v World to another server, in particular, Sorrow's Furnace. And not just ourselves, but Mist, War, and Barbie is going to be moving Gwen to Sorrow's Furnace, and we would really like to go with them.
And we used lots of words. We really thought.
Gosh, yeah, there was a lot of talk about this, and we know that like this guild has been on Hendred and Ravi for like over 2 years, I think, and it has been over 2 years, right, guys? I joined a little bit
Oh,
after they started, but
over 2.5.
over 2.5 years. So it's been a really long time. Like, a lot of us started on this server, and it sucks because, you know, if you think about it like that, it's like, oh, we're leaving our home, and that's terrible. But we try to think about it as we're trying to stick with the community of people that we consider home, because ever since Mega Server, it's not HOD that's home, it's the people that are home. And we really want to stick with the community that we care about and get away from just this toxicness that is on our server now. And that's why we want to move with them. We went, Angel and I went with a couple reps from the other guilds that are transferring over to Sorrow's Furnace's meeting on Thursday. They had like the reset meeting, and we talked to them. And guys, they're so like laid back. It's what HOD used to be. It's this sort of like they want to play and they want to have fun, but they also want to win. And it's just, it makes us so nostalgic. Like, this is the community, this is the community that we used to be, and we really want to get that back. And so with that, we want all of our World v Worlders to move with us to Sorrow's Furnace to make this transfer with us. People that don't want to transfer, or like you don't really World v World with us, you're, you know, more PvE, you don't have to move, and you won't be removed from the guild for not moving. If you want to stay on HOD, you can stay in the guild. We want to make sure that we're not breaking up our guild community, because that's also really important. But we also know that a lot of people are not happy with World v World, and so we want to do what's best for the guild, and we think that this is the best way to do that. And we're going to farm together and make sure that everybody that wants to go can go. Like, if you don't have the means to pay for yourself, we will work with you to help you farm or to help you pay for it. And this is, of course, going to take time. This is not like a, you know, oh, we have to move by like Monday or something, because that's crazy. It's going to take time to move people, but we're definitely, anybody that wants to go, we're going to help you go. I think that's about all of the announcement part of it. Anyone else want to?
Does anyone have any questions before we talk more about exactly how we're going to move and who's already moved?
Yeah, this is Blink. How does that work? How do you move across?
It's
Like the
pretty.
process of
Do you
it?
remember guesting?
Yeah.
Do you remember how to guest?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah,
From
you
the
log
same
out
screen,
and oh, you
from the
get
char
one.
yeah, from the character screen, you go world transfer, and instead of hitting guesting, you hit transfer to Sorrow's Furnace. Right now, even at 3 a.m. in the morning, it's 1,800 gold gems to go, which is about 300 gold.
Okay.
They are planning to change how server population is marked. Right now, it's across all play formats, PvP, PvE, and World v. World, to just change it to World v. World. So when that goes through, Sorrow's Furnace should be cheaper. It should at the least be 1,000 gems, but it could also be one of the lower tier, which is only 500. So if you're more of a PvX player, it might be worth waiting for that.
No idea how long that will take?
No, just soon, is all they said.
Is that soon the same as the Hall of Monuments fix?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I hope it's sooner than that.
Yeah, I think that post was, they posted it on Thursday, I think it was.
Thursday or Friday morning?
Pretty sure it was Thursday.
It could be with the next patch, it could be 10 patches from now. Don't know.
So yeah, the cost of server transfers will no longer be based off of total population, but it'll be based off of wordless world population when that patch goes live, or whenever that thing goes live.
Okay, I was just asking how much it was going to cost, so that answers my question. Thanks.
Yeah.
Also, if anybody doesn't want to talk out loud in TeamSpeak or say something, I don't know, maybe there's a lot of people and you don't want to get shot down or whatever, you can whisper me in-game and I will talk to you. So it's all good.
Yeah, you can whisper any officer. And if anyone has a multiple choice question, I would be more than happy to answer those.
All of the above.
Were there any other questions?
One question. If we wait a little bit before transferring, what do you think are the chances that we might be, is it difficult? Might it be difficult to move to this server after? Might it fill up? Or those kind of problems are not passing right now?
Okay, I highly doubt that it would become more difficult by waiting. We had like 1,500 people transfer into HOD from Dragonbrand, and we are transferring far less than that to a less populated server. I don't think it'll be a problem.
Sounds good.
And there will be assistance.
Yeah, as Atra said, if you want to transfer and you find yourself lacking and you need help farming and all that kind of stuff, we will all be farming. All of us will be farming.
We haven't discussed means testing yet.
Thank you for the link, Bron, by the way. So if anyone wants to check out the world population change patch forum post, just link us to DS.
If you want to donate to somebody to help them out, any money that goes into the top guild, I think it's called the guild stash. What is that one called?
Yeah.
The top guild vault. That's officers only, and that money will be going to help transfers out. We'll be hopefully doing a bunch of like farming events all together.
Yes, pretty much this entire week, the next couple of weeks, we will be doing farming events for everyone who wants to transfer. If you find yourself lacking, we'll be doing world boss, Karka farming, and silver waste farming, because those are the most profitable.
Okay.
And just so everybody knows, because we never really pushed it or talked about it a lot, but when you donate to the guild stash, that always went to like the PvP arena and siege for world versus world and guild stuff. And that's also why we're using funds in there to help people with transfers. So, you know, we don't flog it much, but now seems to be a good opportunity. If anyone wants to throw in extra money just to help the guild in general, that's the place to go, and that's the only thing that money is used for. But yeah, no pressure. We don't keep track. There's no like big ledger or anything. So don't worry about it. Just saying that that's what it's there for.
So basically, Seoul is going to become a dual server guild. We're going to be HOD and Sorrow's Furnace only. So we're not going mega server. It'll be HOD and Sorrow's Furnace, but we will only be recruiting on Sorrow's Furnace from here on out.
And also, I know Angel was saying that, you know, for the next like few weeks we'll be farming. I just want to clarify that there is no set date. Like, there's no, if you plan to transfer, like, there's no, you know, hey, you must do it by such and such date. Like, whenever you get the funds and you want to go, then you go. We're not going to just be all like, you need to transfer now. It's whenever you are able to.
The only difference is that's where we're going to be running when we run World versus World.
Right. Exactly.
So if you do Worldless World at all or regularly, then it's in your best interest to transfer. Otherwise, you won't be doing the guild events with us if you're not on Sorrow's Furnace. The World vs. World guild events.
Someone asked in TeamSpeak, when will we officially be running World vs. World in Sorrow's Furnace?
I have not set a date for that yet, but it will probably be when we can get like a 15-man group together or a 10-man group together on Sorrow's Furnace.
So don't transfer now?
Well, you don't have to transfer this second, but I mean, I'm only going to run a Zerg that's a Zerg. I'm not going to command three people around.
The question was, is for World versus World, we realize that we can transfer as we can or feel like it.
Yeah,
but
transfer
when are we
going to
start running in Sorrow's Furnace as a guild? Should I transfer now, or would that be bad because not all the WV World v Worlders are transferring yet?
Oh, you should totally transfer now.
The faster people transfer, the quicker we will be able to run World v World in Sorrow's Furnace as a group.
And anyone that transfers over now before we get like a big force there can also run with War. I think most of them, if not all of them, are already over there because they want us to go a lot faster than us. And you know, they're buddies, and they would totally welcome you to run with them in the meantime before the rest of us can get over there.
Also, some of us have already transferred.
Yes.
That as well.
I am already transferred over here, and Jor is tagged up running his guild.
And so I'm also on Sorrow's Furnace already. Both of my accounts are.
And Stan, how is the World vs. World in there?
It is beautiful! I've been in here for like an hour or so, and it's just like, it's a whole new experience compared to what we've been through. Like these past like 6 months, we've just been taking an ass kicking World vs. World, but this is so much fun on Sorrow's Furnace.
That's awesome.
And I just transferred.
Yeah, the transfer process is super
okay.
easy.
Okay. what is the transfer process? Did I miss that?
Yeah, you missed it, but you log out to the character screen, and then you'll see in the bottom left there's a world selection button. Click that, and then you click whichever realm or whichever world or server you want to transfer to, and you hit the transfer button.
Make sure you click
and your
the
whole
right
account.
One.
Yeah, make sure you click the right server.
Because oh god.
Then you gotta wait 7 days. You don't pick the right server.
Yeah, you gotta wait 7 days, and you're gonna be 1,800 gems short.
Be very precise and very certain.
And then even still, when you do it, check your World Reworld screen just to make sure it says Sorrow's Furnace Borderlands. That's
yes.
Devonis Rest, got it.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
And I'm done. Where are you guys?
Hey, what about Dragonbrand? Don't we like them?
Oh gosh.
Okay, what's next?
Are there any other questions, concerns before we start missions? Anybody got anything they want to bring up?
Oh hey, missions is a good way to get gold.
Mm-hmm.
Sell them guild comps.
I just had a suggestion. When all these new guilds came over, the whole thing got a bit toxic. I sure hope that we won't find that over there and we don't fall into that again.
Okay. Let me address that.
Okay.
Atra and I did speak with all of the major guild leaders on Sorrow's Furnace, and they have been very welcoming. Whereas when the guilds that transferred from Dragonbrand, they talked to one guild before they transferred, and it wasn't even a major guild. So nobody knew that they were transferring until it had already started, and then they tried to take over. We are not going in there to take over. We are going there to be a part of a community again.
And also
Go ahead.
To add to that as well, when we talked to them, Sorrow's Furnace has dealt with this group before. Like, they have been through the crap that we were through. Like, they completely understand where we're coming from, and they sympathize, and they are welcoming us because they can see that we want to get away from the toxic community and we want to be a part of something good again. And there really are some great people there.
And remember, this discussion was had during their reset meeting, so that means all the World versus World guilds were there.
Yes.
Sounds good to me.
So in other words, they do want us there, and they... Like, all the major leaders know that we're coming.
Did we win when we fought them before?
Yeah, way back in Season 1.
But... As long as we won, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, this is a Tier 7 server. So when we transfer there, they're going to be getting bumped up to probably at least tier 6, probably tier 5, which is what they want. So we are helping them achieve their goals at this point in time as well.
You mean they're tired of fighting ET? Or EV or whatever? Yeah, no, Eridon Terrace, yeah.
ET.
Well, at the moment, we're fighting IOJ and FC.
I remember IOJ. And FC. And FC, Jesus.
I'm distracting the main topic, my bad.
I think we basically addressed that topic, though. Are there anything else? Anything else people want to say?
Poughkeepsie.
Whisper any officers.
We'll talk to you if you want to.
We can even answer your question in TS without pointing finger at you, so nobody knows who asked the question.
Yep, and I just want to... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Okay,
I just want to reiterate that when we start the farming process, which some of the officers have already been doing, any gold that we make will be going into a community fund to help transfer everyone that wants to transfer over. And then if you're a PvE-er that doesn't do World Reworld, but you know that you enjoy doing World Reworld and you want to donate to that fund, you certainly can do that.
Yeah, we'll make a, this is at Guild Chat, we'll make a post of good places to kind of find a continuous farm.
I feel like solar waste is just the easy, simple answer to that.
Yeah, that probably would be the best. But there are a couple other things. We'll put something up that way you can have like a reference. It'll be in the public section somewhere. I was totally going to say something before, and I forgot. Oh no!
Sorry.
No, it's not you.
It's me.
It's always insane, yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when you transfer, you do not lose anything in your account at all. Nothing. As long as you don't delete any of your characters or anything like that, and you pay the full amount of gems, you will not lose anything when you log in. As soon as your game resets, you have everything. Nothing changes except the world that you're on.
And with Mega Server, the only difference you're even going to see is World v. World. The guild is going to be exactly the same. PvE events are going to be exactly the same. Everything's the same. Just World v. World is different.
And also, because it's Mega Server, all bank guilds will remain the same as well.
It used to be that if you transferred, your guild was like a different thing on another server and you had to start over, but it's not like that anymore. Everything will still be upgraded and everything will be exactly as it was.
Plus, we're getting a guild hall soon.
Yeah, all of your titles stay, everything stays. You don't need to worry about losing anything at all.
Even your little 3 globs of gloopy gloop.
Yep.
You know how precious those are to everybody.
Oh, and Anne asked about if you transfer, it transfers all of your toons, and yes, it transfers your entire account, every single character that you have, all of your stuff is on a new home server.
Even if you have more than 5 account or 5 toons, because I have 11 toons and they all transferred.
When you guys transfer, just
I have 12 with 100% world completion. It would suck if I lose them after transferring.
When you guys transfer...
Sorry, Lyra, go ahead.
Okay. When you guys transfer, just let one of the officers know so we can kind of keep track of who's on SF now and who's still on HOD, just to kind of have an idea of what we're looking at and how many members we have on each server.
I just transferred.
Shoot us an email.
Yeah, just send one of the officers a mail because, you know, whispers can get lost, especially right now when we all probably have tons of people whispering us. Just shoot us a mail letting us know when you've transferred and, you know, we'll keep track of it. And Tiva, to address your point, yes, that's the reason why we've transferred, because all of us have been like, World Reworld isn't fun anymore.
Oh, I remember now what I was going to say. I was going to say, even if anybody is like super ultra against this, but you don't want to say anything in TS because you don't want to feel like, you know, people are going to fight you or something, you can still whisper an officer and tell us, like, nobody's going to be mad at you. We want to make sure everybody is as okay as you can be, so... Please whisper us if you need anything, please.
Yep, and a lot of the officers had, you know, it was kind of a process to decide if the officers wanted to transfer to, and some of the officers probably are going to stay on HOD. So nobody is, you know, just make your feelings known. It's, we all want everybody to be as happy as possible and to really enjoy being in the guild still. So please always talk to us if there's any problems with that.
And with that, I think we're good for missions.
Unless there's any other questions.
No more?
I see someone's mic queuing, but I can't hear them. Of course, we can keep talking about things during missions. You can whisper any of the officers still at any point in time, even after we end up all transferring. So we're all good.
Okay, so I guess the people that are recording, you can stop and we can get started with missions.